ride your war beast like a sand sloth.
You may have speed, Nomi, but I've got style.
Ulic and Nomi Sunrider seem to be enjoying one another, Master Arca.
Yes, Kay. Their laughter is welcome after all the grief this planet has borne.
Well, things seem to be peaceful enough on Onderon now.
On Onderon, perhaps. But there has been a political uprising in the Empress Teta system. I suspect that this turmoil is connected to the Frida Nad uprising here in the city of Iziz. The Empress Teta system has therefore become our responsibility.
Hey, Master Arca, grab a war beast and join us!
Come down, Ulic. The time for games is over. We have much to discuss. I have bad news, my friends. I thought the Sith teachings that were active here had been contained. Apparently, I was wrong.
How is that possible, Master Arca? The Tetan system is on the other side of the galaxy.
We've learned that two young Tetan aristocrats were on Onderon during the height of the uprising. They are Satal Keto and his cousin Alima, heirs to the throne. Apparently, they made contact with the Darksiders during the battle. And it is possible that they encountered the spirit of Frida Nad himself.
Frida Nad? Will that cursed spirit never rest?
We shall see. Combined Jedi and Republic forces will attempt to save the Tetan worlds that are still resisting the coup. Nomi, you and Ulic will lead that effort.
Master Arca, we would be honored.
It will be difficult. Satal and Alima do not yet comprehend the power that they have unleashed. A power that has survived 100 battles against the Jedi. To win, you must master the art of Jedi battle meditation.
Battle meditation? My Jedi master, Thon of Ambria, began to teach me that.
Then come, Nomi. I will complete your teaching while Ulic and Kay prepare for your departure.
Come on, Ulic. We'd better get started. There's a lot of work to do.
And I know just where to start.